G'day, it's Bernie Dear here, and thanks for downloading another Dead Set Legends podcast with Barra and Paul Hazelby.
This week, we spoke to Shay Brown about the West Coast Fever's brilliant season and the HBF run for a reason.
We chatted to former Superbike champ Steve Martin about next week's Australian Championships being held in Perth.
And West Coast Eagles assistant coach Don Pike urged us to take a can to the footy this week for charity.
Yeah, our favourite netball team is back in action tomorrow. It's the West Coast Fever.
You jumped on the bandwagon.
No, mate, I've always loved them, the West Coast Fever versus the Melbourne Vixens. I know Shay Brown very well, and she joins us on the line. She's one of their stars. Hi, Shay, how are you?
Morning, Shay.
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've had a loss, can you believe it? Your first loss of the season, and you're coming off a bye. How do you reckon it'll go against these Melbourne Vixens?
We're pretty pumped up. We've got a bit of a fire in the belly after our loss. So I think we were in a little bit of shock that it's taken us so long to have a loss.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that awesome to be able to say, though, really?
I know. So, yes, it's awesome. It's such a great time of year. We've had the bye, so we've had a really long time to think about it. It's going to be a big match tomorrow for us in Melbourne.
Look, Shay, on a tangent, I love the stuff that's coming in for Once Upon a Run, which is your and your husband, your lovely husband's business. So great sport, leisure wear. 25 words or less, how's it going? What's the latest storyline coming in?
It's going really well. It's really busy and, it's keeping us on our toes and we're loving it.
Yep, do it. It's comfy. I'm wearing them now. The old MC awesome. Hammer type drop crutch happy pants. I've got them.
Love it.
They're awesome.
No.
16 days off it's going to be since you last played. And I know a few of the girls have been over on the East Coast with the Australian team. How is that going to have a bit of an effect on the way you take on the Vixens tomorrow night?
I think having the 16-day break, there's been a lot that's happened in between that. Like we've had the Aussie Diamonds camp and, so there's been we've kept really active and focused. So I don't think it'll affect us too much. And it's come at a really tight, like some of the girls, the other teams had their byes really early in the season, whereas I think ours came at a perfect time where we sort of did need a break to refresh it's going to be good.
And reset. Six in the Aussie-Australian Diamonds team. That's fantastic for ahead of the World Cup. Well done. And, of course, the HBF run for a reason. You're an ambassador. I think Angela Sun's an ambassador as well. I'm actually running in it. What about you, Shay? Really? Do you reckon will you get out there, Shay, with Ange or not?
Maybe not.
Can't be an ambassador without running.
No, you
Shay.
Can. You can. Ange never runs. Eh?
I'll be cheering everyone on and, I'll be definitely there with them.
Absolutely.
Well, you're an elite sports person. You can't run. And Ange has to do the starting, I think, so that's how it works out. So it's a great event. And I've seen you driving around Mitch as well, your husband at the West Coast Eagles. He's got his leg in the plaster.
Goodness. He's actually currently poking me with a crutch. So I'm the Uber professional, so I'm definitely not going to lose it, but... he's like a puppy dog at the moment. He follows me everywhere and he's actually in Melbourne with us. So he's become the number one netball fan, just travelling around the country watching the Fever play. So.
Shay, you know, with naughty puppy dogs, roll the newspaper and smack on the nose.
Absolutely.
He might be able to do that role for the next couple of years because without him, the Eagles are going very well.
Tell him we love him and we can't wait to get him back. Shay, we got to go. Congratulations on everything you're doing, your company, the West Coast Fever performances. Yeah, and also the Run for a Reason. It's a great event. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, too.
Love you, Mitch.
Give Mitch our best.
Will do. Thank
Good
you.
On you. Shay Brown, absolute superstar. I know who's happy today. It's the organisers of the Australian Superbike Championships being raced at Barbagallo Raceway next weekend, because imagine racing up there this weekend be as bad as the poor old taste of Perth 2015. Get along with your umbrella if you can, no doubt about it. Pretty tough weather out there. Drive safely on the roads. Stevie Martin is a commentator, an expert commentator for Fox Sports, and he's going to tell us about the racing coming up next Friday at Barbagallo Raceway. Steve, I bet you're glad it's not this weekend, mate.
Yeah, I've heard the weather's not the best over there. We've had bad weather here in Melbourne this week, but today the sun's out. So hopefully when the Superbike team rolls on down there to Perth next weekend, the weather's nice and shiny for us.
Now, I see Troy Bayliss made a comeback, but he's not racing here. What do you think about Barbagallo Raceway? Pretty distinctive track, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it is a fantastic racetrack, and I do know Troy Bayliss quite well, and I know, you know, we us riders have conversations throughout time, and I know that it was one of his favourite tracks. I mean, it's a flowing track. It's got lots of undulations, but probably the best thing about going to Perth, when we used to go there, because we went there, you know, many years ago when we did the Australian Superbike Championship, is the fact that the fans come out and support, you know, like they come out to the track, and it's a really good atmosphere, and it's a great track to view. You can see a lot of the circuit as well if you're a spectator, so it's, you know, good on a number of fronts.
Hey, Steve, you talk about Superbikes back in the day with yourselves. Do you see a lot of changes then to now? Like, does it involve the motor in the bikes, the driver skills? Does it change in time?
Well, there's been a lot of change over the years in superbikes, for sure. Of course, technology plays a big part of it. But on top of that, you know, perhaps there's too many Xboxes in the world now. You know, in the old days, get out and, you know, ride bikes a lot more than they do now. So the fields are probably, you know, not as many kids are riding bikes, but that's what we're all about coming to Western Australia again, especially this time, because we're actually bringing with us our Come and Try Day as well, which is basically where if you come out as a family and you've got some young kids, we're going to have a tent set up out there with all the safety gear, and your young kid can have a ride around on a little Peewee 50 or a Suzuki 50 or a little Honda 50 in a controlled environment. To let them experience what it's like.
Do you think the experience, and I'm not a big advocate of sitting in the house in front of an Xbox, but you know that agility that the kids can get from that control, I'm not trying to compare the two, but do you think anything, any synapses, any brain sort of things are connecting there?
Well, you know what? I mean, most of the V8 supercar drivers back in the day were 50 years old. You know, your Peter Brocks, you know, they were older drivers because they had the experience. But nowadays, if you look, they're all young drivers. Mm. And the reason for that is because, and I know a few of them, I know Scott McLaughlin and guys like that, they actually have at their homes these $20,000, you know, plus machines that they get in and sit down. It's like driving the car, but they're not. They're in their lounge rooms. So they do a lot of their training on, you know, computers, which is crazy.
Steve, a lot of talk about junior sport this week and, you know, some being quite dangerous. What's the junior market like for superbikes at the moment? What age do kids start to get into your sport?
Well, it varies. I mean, I used to be an advocate of, you know, you need to be at least 18 to road race. I used to be an advocate of that. But, I mean, life is life, and in Spain, for example, they start as young as 12, and we do have, you know, 14, I think, is the limit here for road racing. Obviously, we start with much smaller bikes, and then 16, you can move up to, like, on a 600, and we've got some of our, you'll be able to see in our 600 Super Sport class, a young guy that's just moved up, Nick Limington. But the truth is, if we want to make a name for our riders, and I mean, most of the guys, they ride for enjoyment, but they also ride because they want to replicate Valentino Rossi. They want to replicate Marc Marquez, those MotoGP guys. So the younger guys need to come into the sport early to be able to move over.
No doubt. Yeah, Casey Stoner started early. Look, mate, apparently for the adrenaline junkies, you might be able to offer them a pillion ride around Barbagallo. Is that right?
Well, I've got a couple of offers for you guys, actually. A couple of offers. I want to offer one of you guys a ride on the back. If you want to be a real dead set legend and you want to have street cred, one of you guys, I would like to.
Paul Hazelby's very keen. He really wants to go, don't you, Hayes? So we'll definitely take one of those. And
then I'd like to offer the viewer, the listeners, a ride as well.
Whoa.
So I'll let you work out the details.
All right. Here we go.
On how to give it away or whatever, but definitely it's an experience to be had.
Good on you, mate.
Brilliant.
All right, we'll let you go. Give Ben Henry, the West Australian boy, our best. His family will be out there watching him next weekend. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Yes, and a great tribute in the Weekend West today to a Dockers star who's about to notch an important milestone. And on page 138, fantastic photo of this skinny bloke Not Fifey I'm talking about. Paul Hazelby. Paul Hazelby in the background there, mate.
Very good, Barra. Very good.
Looking very nice, mate. Paul.
That was 14 kilos ago, I think.
It still had the anchor on your jumper too. I loved the anchor.
You know, back then, did you think, looking at Fifey, that he'd be where he is today?
That's, yes, we knew that very talented, early.
That skilled, yeah?
We thought it was an inspired choice by Phil Smart, who recruited him.
Yep.
Got him in, and he had these massive hands, and he could just hang in the air like we see now. Mm. And if you can see him do that early on in their careers, you know they're going to go on, because they're going to feel out like he has, and he's champion of the game.
No doubt. He plays his 100th game very shortly. It's the best 100 games since probably Judd and Joel Selwood. But let's talk Eagles now. They play tonight at Domain Stadium. There are tickets still available. They're playing the Gold Coast Suns, which is kind of ironic because it's raining. And Don Pike, the premiership star and also assistant coach at the Eagles, joins us on the line. Pikey, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Barra.
Hey, all that training under sprinklers earlier this year, it's all going to come to fruition here, mate. It's all pay off.
It's looking that way, isn't it? I woke up this morning and it was, it's pretty constant rain at the moment. So, yeah, we'll get a chance to probably test out our wet weather skills tonight.
So if I knew you, you'd wake up saying, oh, no golf today, and the footy won't be that great either.
No, there was no golf today, no. It's game day. And I don't enjoy slogging around in the rain anyway, I used to like these conditions. Barra's always good. The ball's on the ground for little blokes.
Well, that's right. Well, so what are the Eagles' little blokes like? What do you like in wet weather?
Well, I mean, it's an area we've had a look at over the off season. We had a couple of games last year where we probably weren't as good as we wanted to be. So, we did some work, and we did some work under the sprinklers. We don't get a lot of rain through summer, so get a chance to test it out tonight.
Yep. Pikey, you must be wrapped with some of the guys that have been around for a while. Guys like Marston, Wellingham's been terrific down back, Schofield, and also Brad Shepherd. I reckon he's having his best season. Whilst a lot's been said about some of the kids, it's those players that have been around for a while that are really contributing.
Yeah, you're right, Hayes. It's been an interesting sort of evolution for those guys. A lot of those guys you talk about have played between sort of 80 and 120 games, so they've got enough experience under their belt, and really we were looking for them to take the next step in terms of their maturity and probably their consistency. And I think what you've seen this year so far has been the results of a fair bit of hard work from those guys, and also a bit of an understanding that they're critical to our success. We know what we'll get from Pretis, Kennedy, Leclerc and these guys, and Hearn every week, but it's those guys that really they drive the bus to a degree.
Pikey, moving away from the game tonight, charity starts at home, so there's twofold here. One being my boys in the Mount Lawley Roos, and the other night the boys came out, Cripps, Butler, Rosa and Ellis, did a bit of a training squad with them, and they were just so giving and so amazing on field that sometimes you sort of worry about meeting your heroes, but they were fantastic. A. B. It sort of like spills over to the Owls, because what you're appealing tonight is all our amazing, passionate West Coast fans attending the game to donate a can to help those less fortunate in Perth. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sort of something which we started about 5 years ago. And I think, Barry, you were involved early days with the Coats for a Cause.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really it's a for a cause game, and it's gone from the Coats into the cans. And it's been something which the members and our supporters have come on the games have really got behind. And last year, for instance, we collected nearly 7 tonnes worth of cans in the Cans for a Cause Day, which is the food bank's biggest one-day collection. So I'm really looking forward to, obviously, tonight, and hopefully the conditions fine up and we get plenty of people onto the game and they bring their cans, and we do our bit to help out the people in the wider community who maybe aren't as fortunate as we are.
So absolutely. Whatever's in the pantry, eh? And look out for the Owls. Older, wiser, larger, slower former Eagles, plenty of those too, Pikey. Mate, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on being second on the ladder. Great to see Adam Simpson get excited in the box too.
I know, right?
How good was that, Pikey? That was amazing.
I'm fortunate, Barry. I sit in the part of the box where there's no camera. I think he's very mindful of the fact that he's sitting there for 2.5 hours with the camera right in his face.
Oh, you're too smart. Good on you, Pikey. Well done, too, on Cans for a Cause. We'll get everyone to bring their cans along.
That'd be great. Thanks, guys.
Don Pike, premiership star, assistant coach at the Eagles.
Brilliant. The Dead Set Legends, Mix 94.5.